When a person faces impending death, their mind usually turns to things that are probably the most important to them. For example, when Jesus knew his death was imminent, he offered a prayer in John 17, and it reveals his great concern to God about the unity of the believers that followed him. He says in John 17, beginning in verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." Now, as we continue our study of 2 Peter chapter 1 here, from our text in this lesson, I believe it's evident that the Apostle Peter knew his time on earth was short. As we continue looking at 2 Peter 1, beginning in verse 12, Peter says, "For this reason I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease." So it makes you wonder, what sort of things were on Peter's mind at this time? And what did this apostle of our Lord consider to be of such great importance? Well, I believe there are several things that we can gather from this passage in order to answer these questions. For example, consider his perspective on the need to be reminded. Peter had a concern for these Christians, these children of God. And in verse 12, he says that he does not want to be negligent in reminding them, and he thinks it's proper to remind them in verse 13. And in verse 15, he said he even takes steps to ensure that they are reminded after his death. There are frequent reminding that he talks about here that can stir up. Peter's concern is not about a reflection on their present condition, as we see in verse 13. It's not as though they don't know what they should know, and it's not as though they weren't established in what they know. But there is a need, there's always a need for us to be stirred up. The Greek word means to wake fully or to be aroused, literally or figuratively. It means to arise, awake, raise, stir up. The tendency is for one to become slack in their service to God, and somehow Peter finds a need here for us to be constantly aroused and awakened. Being reminded of things that are important is one way to do this. The Bible speaks of ways to be reminded or stirred up through frequent assembling with other Christians. The Hebrew writer uses this thought in chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. In verse 24, he talks about that there is a need for us to stir up or to consider one another in love and good works. And he follows that up with verse 25, where he talks about that there are those who forsake the assembly. And that stirring up of love and good works is what helps prevent that. I firmly believe that because of COVID-19, there are a lot of congregations that went to using live stream and whatever. And we're guilty of that because the brethren needed that because of this being separated from each other and the anxiety that came with it. But now I wonder if we aren't using that as a substitute for the frequent assembling with other Christians. We are stirred up or reminded through daily Bible reading. And that's how Peter continues to remind us after his death that he speaks of there in verse 15. So do we appreciate the importance of being reminded, especially about those things pertaining to Christian life? Maybe we've gotten slack. Maybe our view of Christian life is not what the Bible tells us it ought to be. We take a more worldly approach to it. And Peter here is reminding us of just how important it is. Just like with the prayer for unity that Jesus gave in John chapter 17. So let's pray that the concerns of this aged apostle help us to appreciate this need. Peter also shares with us his perspective of the body and death. He describes the body as a tent. Peter views his body as a tabernacle, according to the King James, or a tent, the New King James Version, in verses 13 and 14 here. In other words, he's describing this physical body that he had and that we have as a temporary housing for the inner man that continues after death. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 28, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, does this not contradict the very view of some of our religious neighbors, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, who claim that the body is the soul and is not a housing for the soul? Paul's concept of the body was the same as Peter's in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 8. But Peter here talks about death as a putting off of the tent, an exodus, if you will. He speaks of his impending death, which the Lord had showed him in verse 14 of our text. And that may be a possible reference to John 21, verses 18 and 19. Peter first describes here his dying as, "I must put off my tent." Again, this reflects his view of the body and the indifferentiation between the soul, the I, and the body, my tent. In further describing his death, he uses the Greek word exodus, 2 Peter 1 and verse 15 of our context. And that word means an exit. In other words, death. It means decease or departing. It is the same word used to describe the Israel's exodus from Egyptian bondage back in the book of Exodus. Far from viewing death as an end, Peter sees it as an exit from one world to the next. Our apprehension about dying can be lessened if we adopt this aged apostle's view of the body and death. It can certainly help keep things in perspective. And finally, let's try to learn from our text Peter's perspective as to what is really important. Twice in this text, Peter refers to these things. He says, "I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things," in verse 12. And he says again, "I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things," verse 15. So what are the "these things" that Peter is so concerned about? Well, it's as we've already discussed in an earlier lesson on this section, on this text, growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. These things must refer to what Peter has described in the previous verses. We saw in our previous lesson that he dealt with growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, verses 5 through 11. Does this not say something about the importance of our previous lesson? Peter knew that his time on earth was short and that death was approaching and it was imminent. That's the same with every person listening to the sound of my voice. We don't know when death will come, but we do know that it is inevitable, that it is imminent. Some of you may be facing death this very morning and listening to this lesson. And Peter wants us to understand how important it is to know, to have that knowledge of Jesus Christ. So in what little time we have left on this earth, he wanted to remind them, the readers, and us as well, about that which was most important. Even his last words in this letter, this epistle, come back to this very theme in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. So I believe it's evident that growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, as defined by Peter in verses 5 through 11, should be of the utmost importance to the Christian. And also, if you're not a Christian, it should be of the utmost importance to you. Because if you're not a Christian and you were to die, put off this tent as Peter describes it, then you have nothing. You don't have a hope. You have no hope of anything after this life except eternal destruction. So again, I believe it's evident. It's obvious that Peter talks here about growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as being so vital in our lives. Other things certainly have their place. The identity, the organization, the work, and the worship of the church. But if there is to be a priority for someone that's growing as a Christian, let's let it be that which Peter was concerned about during his final days on earth. I've often benefited greatly from time spent with aged or older saints who knew that their time on earth was short. They were often prone to speak about noble themes such as the meaning of life and of death and what's really important in life. Their perspective on things was sharpened both by their experience and by the realization that life is but a vapor. What a privilege it must have been for those Christians in the first century who were around Peter as his end drew near, to be able to sit at his feet, listen to his words of exhortation and warning, to receive counsel from one who knew our Lord intimately and served him long and faithfully. Fortunately for us, Peter was indeed careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things. Now, after his decease, we have that reminder in his writings, in his epistle. So the question begs to be asked, will we take advantage of the perspectives of an aged apostle and allow his reminders to stir us up? I want to thank you for being with me this morning. You may disagree with this lesson, and that's completely fine. I would welcome any discussion that you may wish to have about this. You can email me at djcurtis1963@hotmail.com. D as in Daniel, J as in Jeffrey, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, 1963@hotmail.com. If you'd like to listen to this lesson again, please feel free to visit our website. That's church@eastside.com. You can listen to this past lesson. You can find the times of our services. You can